The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Happy Father's Day, you old bastard.
Happy Father's Day to you, too.
I figured we'd get it out of the way at the top of the show. Happy Father's Day to all the listeners that have the kids.
Yeah, what are you getting for Father's Day?
I got a couple pairs of shorts, some pants, and I got a basket for my bike.
Oh,
like
good.
The rear saddle bag type thing. So
now you can carry your booze with you when you go on bike ride.
Fucking A.
Well, good. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about ad icons removed, statues being torn down, pro wrestling sex scandals, the UN has endorsed Antifa, Black Lives Matter is Marxist, Chick-fil-A goes cuck, and much more. Top 10 list this week, worst Father's Day presents. And we will answer your listener questions. You ready to get into this, Vince?
Oh, the sooner the better.
All right. Well, we had last week about shows like The Mighty Boosh and things getting taken off Netflix and other things because of, let's say, racial things. Basically, blackface, the spirit of jazz. We have another show, the Mr. Show with Bob and David, has been pulled because of David Cross wearing blackface. So it's actually about cops going after black people. The cops actually played by Keegan-Michael Key, but you know, white guy blackface, it's got to come down. But I'm sure you can still find white chicks on a streaming service somewhere.
You know who I'm going to be for Halloween this year?
Please be the spirit of jazz.
Al Jolson.
You're going to go as Al Jolson.
Mammy. I'm going to be a Jew in blackface.
There you go. And you'll do it, too.
Fucking A, I will.
All right. Next thing I got here. Nickelodeon, through their parent company, Viacom CBS, has struck a deal, and they are now the new home of a reboot and licensing and merchandising of the Smurfs. Smurfs are coming to Nickelodeon. Looks like it's all going to launch with apparel, accessories, toys, a new cartoon in 2022. The little communist little critters there. So
I was I never realized that. I was in a high school in history class. And
oh, when you realized that the Smurfs were communists?
The teacher had said it.
Yeah.
He said, you realize, and the whole class was laughing, the Smurfs are communist. And then he broke it down. You know, they've got one leader. They've all got a job to do. There's no money. There's all, you know.
Right.
It's like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Kind of slipped that right in for the kids.
Yeah, he said that. What better way to influence an entire generation of kids or people than to get them while they're kids?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude. You just blew my fucking mind.
Coming in 2022 to Nickelodeon. So, all right, next story I have here. Due to the COVID, the soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful will use blow-up dolls for sex scenes. Let's see, for more intimate scenes that involve touching with a live body that will be moving, they will use the actors' spouses, provided they test negative for the Rona.
Really? They're letting them burn their cities down, and you're worried about catching something.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Next story here, comedian and actor Chris D'Elia, I think that's how you pronounce it, broke his silence after multiple anonymous online claims of women accusing the comedian of getting flirty with women who were underage. He said, I know I've said and done things that might have offended people during my career, but I've never knowingly pursued any underage women at any point.
What's his last name?
D'Elia. So I'm guessing he's Italian.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Can't make a tribe joke, can I?
No, not on this one.
Fuck!
Started trending on Twitter Tuesday night when a woman named Simone Rossi started a thread showing alleged text and emails between the two of them when she was 16. And the odd thing about this is apparently this guy has played a pedophile on two different shows.
So was she talking to him or was he talking to her?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a douchebag here, but listen, little girl, where's your mommy and daddy at?
Yes.
Why are you talking to a grown-up?
Yep.
Sorry.
All right. A story we've been following for a few years now. Danny Masterson. Known for his roles as Hyde on that 70s show and The Ranch, has been charged with forcibly raping three women in separate incidents in his Hollywood Hills home. The LA County District Attorney's Office announced this on Wednesday. The incidents occurred between 01 and 03. The 44-year-old actor faces three counts of rape by force or fear. He was arrested at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday and released from custody about a quarter to three that day after posting $3.3 million in bail. He allegedly raped a 23-year-old between January and December of 01, a 28-year-old woman in April of 03, and another 23-year-old between October and December of that year as well. He was fired from the ranch in 2017 after allegations of rape came up. So
they have proof.
It sounds, if they're going with forcible rape, then that's pretty much they have the proof. But remember, this is also the one that, since he's a big Scientologist, that they were sending people after the accusers to like stalk them and harass them so they wouldn't bring charges. So apparently old Zindu didn't pull through on that one for him.
What a worthless fuck.
Yeah. Cop shows like The Rookie and Brooklyn Nine-Nine are going to have police brutality issues and themes for their upcoming seasons. My guess is this going to spread to almost all the cop shows, so get ready for that.
Can I say something real fast?
You usually do.
Don't. Why are you committing the crime? Is it so hard just to, like, don't commit crime? Or am I just using my white privilege to, you know, not commit fucking crime?
Well, there's that. Yeah, I mean.
You have white privilege. No, I don't fucking rob fucking liquor stores and shit.
Right.
I don't fire at fucking cops.
And it's not just black, white.
I swear to God, people have lost their goddamn minds.
Wasn't it more whites get killed by cops than blacks?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know.
Quit knocking over fucking pawn stores.
Yeah.
I don't know what the...
Go high end. If you're going to do it, go high end.
Yeah, I just don't understand, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, like, be okay with what you're saying, but in the last 3 weeks, you have, like, totally pushed me to the other side, man.
Yeah. Any goodwill that was there has been completely destroyed.
Yeah.
So.
Congratulations. No one likes you now. Not even other black people.
Oh, I got those coming up. Yeah,
they hate you.
We got those stories coming up. So yes. All right. Next thing here, a group of big TV networks, including CBS, MTV, and VH1, have hired famed private investigator Edward Myers to probe their own star's social media accounts to root out any racist comments before they surface in the news. So they're trying to preemptive strike going through all their people's social media histories.
Your people's?
Your people's. And your
white...
What the fuck
are you saying?
White privileged things. Ugh,
fuckers.
But yeah, this is after like the guy got fired from The Flash and all this. So they're trying to root out offensive posts from on-air and production talent before they're made public and embarrass the bosses. Yay, private investigators now for the actors and stuff. Yeah.
I heard that Danielle, no. I don't, what's her, is it the chick that plays, what's her name? The black chick. I haven't watched Flash in so long.
Oh, Candace Patton.
Yeah. Did she say something called Barry, Snowberry or something like that? It was some sort of racial thing that they were trying to get her.
They came out against Danielle Panabaker, who plays Killer Frost.
Okay.
Or Caitlin Snow. And apparently a lot of people that watch the show want those two in a relationship. And she came out kind of in support of that, you know, whatever the fans like type of thing. Well, a bunch of people want her fired from the show now, saying that's racist. You just don't want black character and white character to be together. And she's like, what the hell are you people talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that was.
I'm not up on the rage of everyone.
No, I'm too busy with my own.
So. I don't care about your rage. I'm reloading.
Yeah, exactly. Just dropping another clip. So
yeah.
All right, last thing for TV news, and this is kind of sad. Mark Glamick. You probably don't know the name, but I guarantee you have seen his work. He was an animator on He-Man, Life with Louie, All Dogs Go to Heaven, and The Jungle Book. Died of complications from Agent Orange exposure when he was in Vietnam. He was 73. So there we go. You ready for movie news this week?
Not really.
All right. DC Films, Ava DuVernay, who is going to helm their New Gods movie, has threatened to discriminate against white men when it comes to hiring for her movies. Her threat came in response to a Twitter thread from Nicole French detailing a number of people objecting to another director seeking out black-only union editors, pointing out that, hey, you can't just hire, you can't discriminate against everybody else just because you want to hire one type. That's not how it's supposed to work. So DuVernay came in and threatened the bunch of people that this woman had tagged and said that everyone has their right to their opinion, and we black producers with hiring power have the right not to hire those who diminish us. So to the white men in this thread, if you don't get that job you're up for, kindly remember bias can go both ways. This is 2020 speaking.
Yeah. You know what? I remember 1999, 2000, 2001, mm-hmm. trying to get a job at HP as building computers. The only white guy in that room, and I didn't get the job.
Yep.
So please tell me about my fucking privilege.
Right.
Because affirmative action is a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And by that point, I'd already been working. I knew a guy who owned his own internet company here in Indy. I had plenty of experience, and I still didn't get that fucking job.
Right.
So, yeah, Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm done.
The Oscars are going to be delayed until April 2021 due to the corona. HBO Max is going to return Gone with the Wind to its lineup, but it will have a newly added introduction by Black scholar and TCM host Jacqueline Stewart. She wrote that when Gone with the Wind returns to the streaming service, I will provide an introduction placing the film in its multiple historical contexts. For me, this is an opportunity to think about what classic films can teach us. She's the host of TCM's Silent Sunday Nights and a professor of cinema and media studies at the University of Chicago. She did not state when Gone with the Wind will return with the added introduction. So it's going to literally have a fucking disclaimer going, well, back then, kids.
Quitting time! I'm the foreman. I tells you when it's quitting time of terror. Quitting time!
I hate you.
I'm going to be Al Jolson for Halloween.
Sweet. The literal spirit of jazz. All right. Sony has announced that the writers who wrote Venom, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and Jumanji The Next Level are currently on board to write their live-action adaptation of One Punch Man.
No, God, no, no!
So if you like the humor and those movies, you're going to get that in One Punch Man?
I like
Venom. I liked Venom.
But it's...
I know. All right. Pablo Larraín is set to direct... He is going to do a Princess Diana movie. It will be called Spencer. It will cover the early 90s, or a critical weekend in the early 90s when Diana decided her marriage to Charles wasn't working and that she needed to veer from a path that put her in line to one day be queen. The movie will take place over 3 days in one of her final Christmas holidays as a royal. And guess who they got to play Princess Diana?
I don't know.
It is a white woman. I'll go with that.
Wow, no shit.
Yeah.
Who?
Kristen Stewart. Wow, those crickets are loud.
It's ooh. It's
Yeah, that I don't know about that one.
Follow her into the tunnel?
Probably. No, that was in Paris. I think.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was Paris. I know it was France.
That's when they didn't fuck around back then.
Yeah, exactly. Ian Holm, star of Lord of the Rings, Alien, and Chariots of Fire, passed away this week at 88 due to Parkinson's. You know him. He played Bilbo in the Lord of the Rings movies. So... Hey, more sexual assault allegations, this time against Ansel Elgort, star of Disney's upcoming Steven Spielberg West Side Story. This is the guy, I believe he played Han Solo in the Solo movie. The girl said, tweet came out Friday. The actor, now 26, sexually assaulted her when she was a teenager. He has come out, denied allegations, said simply not what happened. So, there you go. A lot of she said, he said this week. Vince, you're going to be looking forward to this movie coming out next year. It's called Kraka.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah, like White Man's Burden.
Yeah, roles reversed in slavery. Movie offers a present-day so-called white supremacist magically thrust back in time to an alternate past where Africans enslave whites and rule the land known as America. The movie is a brainchild of director Dale Restigini, a white guy from Boston that made his mark directing rap videos. So,
when you say white guy... Do you mean like Oy Vey white guy?
With the name like Restigini, I think he's white, not Jew.
I find that I don't very know. Hard to believe.
I don't know, but that'll be on your view list for next year.
I can't wait.
Last thing for movie news this year. First, Gwyneth Paltrow had a candle that said smelled like her vagina. You remember that?
I do.
Well, she was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show with her 14-year-old son, Moses, and said she now has a new candle that, quote, smells like my orgasm.
With her kid?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing. Just, yeah, pretty much.
Where are them Patriots at?
I don't know.
Remember that group of guys who had all those guns and shit and just stood around and didn't burn anything down? The white terrorists, as they called them?
Oh, at the state buildings?
Yeah, those guys?
Yeah.
Where are they at now?
That's a good question.
Sorry.
All right. We'll go to comic book news this week. A new report details that Batgirl writer Cameron Stewart has been removed from an unannounced DC project he was attached to after accusations of sexual misconduct. He was initially accused of grooming by artist Avivi Mai. She posted on Twitter on June 15th, seeing a lot of people talk about pedophiles in the context of grooming teenagers for dating on Twitter. And someone who was groomed and gaslit by men in their 20s and 30s as a teenager, I have to say mine. Then she said that, yes, I'm talking about Cameron Stewart. I met him when I was 16 and he was in his 30s. So, he's been removed. Former Marvel Comics writer Kate Leth also said that Stewart groomed her when she was 19. So, there you go. DC Comics sent out a press release saying, save the date for August 22nd, starting at 10 Pacific. Warner Brothers will welcome fans everywhere into the DC Fandome, a virtual free fan experience where no badge is required. This is going to be a website deal that will be accessible for 24 hours at dcfandome.com. This is basically all their Comic-Con stuff. Announcements from WB Games, film and TV, comics. Hear from cast and creators behind your favorite films and TV series. And all that stuff, and they will, I believe, are going to show more Wonder Woman 1984 footage as well. So, basically, it's all the stuff they were going to take to San Diego. They're just going to put it online. So,
do you care?
Some of the stuff, yeah, like the Doom Patrol, stuff like that. Maybe we'll get a Swamp Thing announcement, maybe. I hope. I doubt, but I hope. But, all right, speaking of more allegations, a slew of women came out this week with accusations against famed comic book writer Warren Ellis, saying he groomed young women for decades. In response, DC released a statement. The previously announced two-page story in Dark Knight's Death Metal Legends and Dark Knight's Number One by Warren Ellis and Jim Chung will be replaced with a two-page story written by Marjorie Bennett and illustrated by Jamal Engel. So he has been pulled from, he was supposed to be writing, his story was about Batman, the evil Batman who downloaded his consciousness into a dinosaur. So he was literally dinosaur Batman. But that story has been pulled because of allegations. So, and if you're a fan of comic book spinoffs, two pieces of pop culture entertainment are getting their own comics for your reading pleasure. Stranger Things are going to continue their comic book thing, doing a Stranger Things meets Dungeons and Dragons series. And Bill and Ted are going to get a prequel to the upcoming new movie. The prequel comic will be titled Bill and Ted Are Doomed. So there you go. Your recommendations for stuff that came out this week comic book wise, the big book is of course Dark Knight's Death Metal number 1 of 7. This is probably going to reboot the universe again for DC, is my guess. Transformers issue 20, Wonder Woman Dead Earth issue 3 of 4, Young Justice 15, Wonder Woman 757, and Strange Adventures issue 2 of 12. So there you go. There's like 7 variant covers for Death Metal 1. So
yay.
Yeah. Looks pretty good so far. All right, let's go to wrestling news this week. All Elite Wrestling has announced they have signed Ricky Starks and Abaddon. Chris Statlander has also announced she is out after she has torn her ACL. No timetable for return. Crazy Ass Uncle Ronnie, R-Truth, is getting a game show that will debut on the WWE Network on July 14th. Hopefully he comes out dressed as a Confederate soldier again. WWE canceled Tuesday's TV tapings after a developmental talent who was at the Performance Center recently tested positive for the Rona.
The company confirmed the positive test in a statement and said they were testing everyone who was on site. Kevin Owens did not attend Wednesday's TV tapings despite living in the area. He decided not to appear because somebody tested positive. WWE told talent months ago that they did not have to work if they felt uncomfortable. Owens' wife's grandfather passed away recently from COVID, and his family was obviously concerned, so he just kind of pulled out of the tapings. So, shouldn't be any repercussions on that, but it's WWE, so who the hell knows? WOW Women of Wrestling will be leaving the Access Network. Access will focus full-time on Impact Wrestling. The NWA will apparently not be running any live events until at least next year because of the corona. Talent has been told that they are, quote, on temporary, they are temporarily released until January 2021, so they are allowed to pursue independent bookings during that time to compensate for lack of NWA shows. So there's that. Then, of course, the big thing this week in wrestling was all the allegations of sexual misconduct, abuse, battery, rape, you name it. Here are some of the wrestlers that have come out and had accusations. David Starr. I'm scrolling here. Yeah, apparently screenshots of conversations between him and this girl. In response to the allegations, several UK independent wrestling promotions have stripped him of their titles and announced they will not work with him anymore. We the Independent, an organization he co-founded, sent out a statement saying they have relinquished ties to Starr. Ireland's OTT Wrestling tweeted that their championship will be vacant. They stripped him. Rev Pro stripped him. TNT Extreme stripped him. Yeah. So then you had NXT UK wrestler Jordan Devlin accused of physical abuse by his girlfriend on Twitter, and she actually posted pictures of some really bad bruises on her legs, said there was more pictures on her ass and her back, but she did not want to show that much of her body to the public.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. NXT UK wrestler Travis Banks, apparently accusations of a secret relationship with a 17-year-old. Indie wrestler Ariel and Nix, names are the best, came out and has accused an unnamed AEW talent of sexually assaulting her in 2013 during SummerSlam weekend. WWE did call an emergency meeting to discuss the allegations coming in against their talent. UK wrestler Josh Bodom accused of sending dick pics to 12 and 13-year-old girls. AEW wrestler Jimmy Havoc accused of physical abuse by his ex-girlfriend. They had been together for 3 years. Both were battling substance abuse at the time. Impact Wrestling Dave Christ accused of sending unsolicited dick pics to female trainees at his school. NXT UK Joe Coffey accused of sexually harassing 3 girls and sending unsolicited naked images and voice notes and stalking. Joey Ryan and Marty Scurll have been accused of inappropriate conduct with 16 and 17-year-olds at parties. This was apparently years ago. Indie wrestler Marcus Crane accused of trying to fuck a 16-year-old. Accusations have come out as well about Jim Cornette and his wife Stacy. This has come out and apparently have been corroborated by multiple other wrestlers that the wife attempted to groom the wrestler. She would approach him via direct message, send lewd photos, and implied that they could get protection from the Kentucky Athletic Commission. She told one that she was going to fuck him, and he didn't have a choice. Apparently, part of the deal, if you wanted to work at OVW and Cornette's wife wanted you, you had to perform sexual acts on the wife, many times with Jim Cornette watching. Apparently, this has happened for many people over many years. So, yikes. Allegations also came out this week against Lanny Poffo, NXT UK's Ligero and Wolfgang, former WWE and current AEW ring announcer Justin Roberts, Cobalt from Chikara, Alex Shane, WWE wrestler Matt Riddle has been accused of sexual and physical abuse. Vicky Haskins accused All-Star Wrestling promoter Brian Dixon of taking upskirt pictures of her. And NXT's Jack Gallagher was accused of rape and was almost immediately released by WWE. WWE did release a statement about Jordan Devlin's situation, saying, "We take any allegation of this nature very seriously and are looking into the matter." Indie wrestler Kyle Boone put out a story of being harassed and assaulted by Kongo Kong. All Elite did release a statement regarding the Jimmy Havoc situation, stating, "We wish Jimmy all the best as he receives treatment and counseling in an effort to overcome the mental health and substance abuse challenges in his life. We are aware of the various reports related to Jimmy, and we are evaluating his status with our company, and will address it when he has successfully completed his rehabilitation." Former Ring of Honor. No.
Jesus Christ.
Former Ring of Honor Women's Champion Kelly Klein tweeted out that she was raped by a well-known wrestler when she was 18. She didn't feel like she had the she had support or sufficient proof, and believed her career would be over before it started. She is still contemplating the most effective way to address the situation. Choosing not to post the name at this time has no bearing on the validity of what happened to me. To clarify, this does not refer to Jon Moxley. Every interaction I've had with him since I began training was positive and respectful. I have not publicly named the perpetrator, as I am seeking legal counsel and do not want to do anything that could interfere with possible action. Major League Wrestling announced that they have fired ring announcer Mark Adam Haggerty after DMs of came out with him inappropriately interacting with a 15-year-old. In response to the accusations against him, Matt Riddle revealed that he has been speaking with WWE about pressing charges against the woman that made the accusations for defamation and cyberstalking, saying, "My lawyer and WWE are already in motion to press charges for defamation and cyberstalking and bullying. But believe what you want, bro. Why listen to logic or facts?" So...
are you done now?
Yeah, that's all for wrestling.
Okay.
And
so all these accusations come at all the same time.
Yeah, somebody started one and then the hashtag just kind of took off.
So this was a coordinated attack.
I don't know, but it could seem like that. I don't know if it's one did it and then like, well, they did it, so I feel better, I can say mine. I don't know. But the only two I saw that actually had any proof that could probably go to court is the Jordan Devlin one, where she actually posted the pictures of being bruised.
Right.
And the Gallagher accusation of rape, which I'm probably sure is why he was immediately fired.
Yeah, but the Jim Cornette one's kind of
Yeah, but apparently that story's been going around for a long, long time, and it's just kind of been confirmed now.
It just seems so funny that all of a sudden they're going after these people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You waited this fucking long?
Yep.
And just like she said, my career was more important than...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to diminish your fucking rape allegations, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Does that sound bad?
Yeah, a little bit, but
I just don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Your goddamn career is more important than you getting whatever.
Yep. All right, let's go to sports. The NCAA's Southeastern Conference on Thursday told the state of Mississippi it would no longer be allowed to host SEC championship games if it doesn't change its state flag, which includes the Confederate battle flag. Then the next day, the NCAA came out on Friday and expanded its policy banning states with prominent Confederate symbols
from hosting championship events. So they're trying to backdoor change your state flag if you want to host championship games. Yeah. A monument to the former owner of the Washington Redskins and a statue to the former owner of the Minnesota Twins were removed Friday because of, quote, the men's racist pasts. The Minnesota Twins removed a statue honoring Calvin Griffith outside the team's ballpark. And in Washington, the city's Convention and Sports Authority removed a monument to Redskins franchise founder George Marshall outside of RFK Stadium. So,
don't care.
No. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is encouraging a team to sign Colin Kaepernick, saying if he wants to resume his career in the NFL, then it's obviously going to take a team to make the decision. But I welcome that, support a club making that decision, and encourage them to do that. The only problem is that A, his skills are probably diminished. B, he would be a backup because he hasn't played in so long. And C, he wants starter like Tom Brady money because he thinks it's owed to him.
I hope the Colts pick him up.
And D, if he gets sacked by a white guy, it's going to be a hate crime.
I hope the Colts pick him up.
I don't know.
That would be hilarious.
Ursay does have a little drug issue.
Because, you know what? Fuck the Colts, so.
Catch him on the right night, he might sign Kaepernick. All right. Oklahoma State head football coach Mike Gundy promised to make changes on Monday after star running back Chuba Hubbard threatened to boycott the program over Gundy wearing a shirt. The shirt in question was an OAN t-shirt.
OAN I saw this.
OAN stands for One America News Network. The player vowed not to have anything to do with Oklahoma State until things change. So literally the coach wore a shirt that had a logo of a news company that this guy didn't like, and he threw a literal shit fit. I would tell him, get your hat, your coat, and get the fuck out, but that's just me.
I'm surprised they haven't yet. But then I heard like one of the – had a press conference, like, well, we're working through it, and we understand that the blah, 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 blah. They're not like – I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take the high road on this, but I got a feeling I'm going to be taking the high ground here pretty soon.
Yeah,
you see
right.
What I did there?
Hey, that ties into the end of the show. Very good.
Very good, yeah.
It's almost like after 300 of these, you're catching on.
All right.
Andrew Cuomo, governor in New York, has announced that the U.S. Open will be played in September in Queens with no fans.
Well, yeah, he's killed them all.
Yeah. He sent them all into nursing homes and killed them, yeah. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be inducted in NASCAR Hall of Fame this year. Just 3 days after a former major junior hockey player alleged that he was forced to do cocaine in a bathroom as a rookie with the Kitchener Rangers in 2016, two former CHL players have launched a class action lawsuit alleging that players aged 15 to 17 were, quote, routinely victims to hazing, bullying, physical and verbal harassment, physical assault, sexual harassment, and sexual assault. A lawsuit launched in Toronto on Thursday against the Canadian Hockey League, the Western League, the Ontario League, the Quebec League, brought forth by Daniel Carcillo and Garrett Taylor. The allegations are quite disturbing. According to the lawsuit, players in the class were forced to masturbate in front of teammates and coaches and forced to sexually assault teammates, to consume saliva, urine, semen, and feces of other players, to sexually engage with animals. I wonder if it was an ostrich.
Allegedly.
It also alleged that players had heavy objects tied to their genitals, had their genitals dipped in irritants and toxic liquids, had objects such as hockey sticks, brooms, and food forced into their asses. It's also alleged that players were forced to consume large amounts of alcohol and illicit drugs, So far, none of this proven in court, but it is now going to court. So,
wow, hockey's gay?
Apparently.
Didn't know that.
That's crazy.
You're kidding me.
No, that's what it says.
Just for that one team?
No, this was their class actioning it for players of that. Any of this has happened to them. So, I don't know. I don't know.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Former NFL running back Herschel Walker offered to work with airlines to send people who want to defund the police to countries without police. Walker, who played 12 years in the NFL, took to Twitter in response to people that want to eliminate police departments, saying, "I have an idea for all those people that don't want any police. I'd love to meet with America Airlines, Delta, and Southwest to make a deal to fly them to countries that don't have police. I want them to be happy." Walker also recently retweeted his son Christian, who on Twitter said that he doesn't feel bad for the people that are looting and burning down buildings during the protests, saying, "My dad grew up in the deep South as a poor black man, turned himself into a notable athlete, businessman, and person. No, I don't feel bad for the, quote, oppressed people who run around burning buildings down. I'm not sorry. I'm grateful for the country and the opportunities it's given to me." Somebody gets it. And they're black.
But he's an Uncle Tom.
Right, that's what they'll call him. Yeah.
Shit, Uncle Tom.
Then you have Muhammad Ali Jr. I'm pretty much guessing you can guess who his dad was. Revealed that his father would hate the Black Lives Matter movement and that he would have supported President Trump. The younger Ali said his father would criticize the violent response to the death of George Floyd, saying, "Don't bust up shit. Don't trash the place. You can peacefully protest." My father would have said, "They ain't nothing but devils." My father said, "All lives matter." With regards to the Black Lives movement specifically, Junior said that he believes Black Lives Matter is racist, and his dad would have thought it too.
It is. He said, it's a goddamn terrorist Marxist organization. Fucking get Antifa and BLM on the list already.
Yep. He said, "I think it's racist. It's not just Black Lives Matter, white lives, Chinese lives, all lives matter. Everybody matters. God loves everyone. He never singled anyone out. Killing is wrong no matter who it is. It's pitting black people against everyone else. It starts racial things to happen, and I hate that. And so would my father." So, another one that gets it. So, there you go. That's it.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Because shit's about to get fucking real here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of real, you got anything for video game news?
Cyberpunk 2077 delayed till November. Doesn't that make you sad?
It does, but I kind of figured it was coming.
I don't know. The new season of Fortnite started. You can get the Aquaman skin.
Which Aquaman?
Jason Momoa.
Oh.
The Last of Us 2 has come out, and it is shit.
I've heard it's just getting panned by everybody.
Like, it's getting 100 out of 100. From all these fucking video game news organizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are playing it, and they're like, "Oh my god, this is dog shit."
Yeah, it's the whole Rotten Tomatoes thing. Where,
yeah, like, it really is.
And audience score, yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. I watched this Korean Twitch streamer yesterday take the disc out and break it in half. Mm. No, he used scissors. He's cut it in half with scissors.
I believe it.
So it's bad. And then he starts playing Mario Kart.
Well, because it's Mario Kart.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's really all I've got. I think there was a sale on Steam, I think. Fuck, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I don't play video games anymore.
You have been cutting back a lot.
I have been. I just want to play fucking video games. I don't want to hear your goddamn politics. I don't want to hear why I'm wrong. I just want to play fucking video games. I don't want to be lectured to about shit while I'm playing fucking video games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. We'll go to music news here. Country superstar Garth Brooks announced a one-night-only concert event. So far, it will be done at 300 drive-in theater screens across the U.S. The concert will be made exclusively for the event on June 27th. According to the promoter, it's expected to be the largest one-night show to play at an outdoor theaters across the country and in Canada. So
he's got friends in crawl spaces.
Yeah, the Gacy version, yes. Louisiana rapper Hurricane Chris, real name Christopher Dooley, been charged with second-degree murder in connection with a shooting that took place in Shreveport early Friday. Local police have confirmed. Best known for his 2007 hit "A Bay Bay," he was arrested Friday morning, charged with one count second-degree murder and one count illegal possession of stolen items. apparently, this took place at a convenience store at 1 a.m.
No shit.
Yep.
Well, the stereotypes just keep going, don't they?
Yeah, shocked, I tell you. Kid Rock, his Nashville bar was issued a 5-day suspension by Nashville authorities and the Beer Permit Board after it broke health guidelines by serving customers at the bar last weekend against Nashville's corona regulations.
Fuck Nashville.
Yeah.
They're going to raise taxes, property taxes, 34% in Nashville.
Yeah, that's been on the news. Last I saw, they were talking about that.
34%.
But they hadn't came up with a number yet. Is it 34?
Oh, yeah.
Holy Christ.
34%, dude.
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea.
It's insane.
Yeah. All right. Last thing for music news this week. Grunge became gold Saturday as the guitar Kurt Cobain played during the MTV Unplugged performance in 93 sold. Vince, guess for how much?
Oh, a couple million at least.
$6 million.
Jesus Christ.
The 1959 Martin D18E that he played was sold to Australian Peter Friedman, who is the owner of Rode Microphones. It was done by Julian's Auction in Beverly Hills for $6 million. You know how much shotgun ammo you can buy for $6
million? I don't know. Ask Courtney.
I set up the joke there. I knew there was a Courtney joke in there somewhere.
Sorry. We had this conversation a couple weeks ago about his daughter keeping that Martin.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I was going to buy an acoustic guitar, it'd be a Martin.
But I ain't going to pay $6 million for it.
I'm not paying for a Taylor.
I'm honestly surprised that we've already mentioned him on the show. Ursay didn't buy it. He tends to buy weird guitar shit like that. So
he's got way too much money.
Yeah.
For now. Go back to Baltimore. And take Kaepernick with you.
Have you seen Baltimore?
I don't care. Yeah. Have you seen Indy?
Not yet. Shortly. All right, that's it for music news. Time for song of the week. We'll play a song. Vince will pick a
doozy.
Vince will pick a doozy. Yeah, I'm sure he will. We'll plug our friends, and then we'll come back with our top 10 list. Worst Father's Day presents.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try?
explain. When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. This just came across as we were on break here. Two women have accused Justin Bieber of sexual assault. This came on Twitter. One of them said that they were consensually making out, and then she objected to him going too far. And Vince, I think you're right on this one.
And then he stopped, and it was done.
Right.
Humans are going to quit breeding here pretty soon.
Yeah. Speaking of that, time for our top 10 list, worst Father's Day presents. All right. Vince, what is your number 10?
Barbecue scented cologne.
That sounds like it would smell delicious.
It is.
Is it a real thing?
Yes.
Oh, it's a real thing.
These are all real things. Just because I'm a guy doesn't mean I want to fucking stand in front of a grill when it's hot as fuck and cook for you motherfuckers. It's my day, goddammit. You're gonna cook for me.
There you go. My number 10, socks. Even though I would gladly take socks, but I just...
Let's be honest, I'd gladly take these with a smile and say thank you, it's much appreciated, because I'm not an asshole, so...
Right. Alright, what's your number 9?
Laser cut crystal paperweights, you know, with your pictures in them.
Oh yeah.
Those are tacky as fuck, dude.
My number 9 is a honey-do list.
Yeah, see, it's a happy Father's Day. Here's your shit.
All right. All right, number 8.
Beer-scented soap.
No, yeah, they do make beer-scented soap.
That just sounds fucked up, man.
Duke Cannon makes, they make an Old Milwaukee, and I think they make a Budweiser. Yeah.
Old Milwaukee, holy fuck.
My number 8. Divorce paper / a Dear John letter.
Hey, higher on the list.
All right, number 7.
A toupee.
No, this is where I got a tie. We can match them. Yes. All right, number 6.
Nose hair trimmers.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm old. They're growing out. It's hair growing out of my fucking face. I get it.
All right, my number 6, apologies to Big John, because I know this is your team, but tickets to a St. Louis Cardinals game. That would be a horrible Father's Day present.
Well, and at this point, no sane white man would ever step foot in St. Louis again.
Well, that is also true. So,
or Minneapolis.
Or pretty much any big city.
Yeah.
All right, number 5.
I saw this, and I was like, this is the most retarded thing I've ever seen. A t-shirt that says DILF on it.
Yes, that would be a bad one. Yeah. All right. My number 5, and thankfully I had help with my list. Waking up to find that you are married to Rosie O'Donnell / Michael Moore.
But she got that macadamia nut money.
Well, they're both the same person, so.
Fuck it. It's just a really big clit.
It's just a really big clit. There you go.
Just keep telling yourself that.
What's your number 4?
A world's worst dad mug.
Mmm.
That's a low blow.
Yeah, it really is. My number 4, your wife finding out about your girlfriend.
Fuck it, she can hold the camera.
All right, number 3.
Divorce papers.
This is where I have your mistress handing you paternity papers.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Number 2.
The circle game. And I'll tell you why. because my son this morning said, "Oh, hey, look, I got something else for you." And I looked down.
And he lit you up.
The circle. Yep.
Nice.
Awful game. Awful present.
Wait, that circle game, so that's a white power thing?
Oh.
Is that the way I understand it?
Yeah, sure.
According to CNN?
If that's the way you want to spin it,
okay.
Knock yourself out.
All right, what are we up to? Number two?
Yes.
All right. Horrible Father's Day present would be finding out you want a date with Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton.
It's just a really big clit.
Just keep telling yourself that.
Just keep telling yourself that.
All right. What's your number one?
A DNA paternity test.
Ah.
That's awful.
Number one here. Your wife handing you 6 positive pregnancy tests. Congratulations. Now you can now have your own TLC show.
Not with that bitch. Holy fuck.
Yeah. All right. Listener picks. Roboto came in with ties, yard work gear, fast food gift cards, and zoo and museum passes.
Ain't no shit,
dude. I'm going to be honest. I'd be all right with some of those.
Yeah, but I mean, the zoo and museum passes, after you've been to the Indianapolis Zoo once.
Yeah, you just don't want to go to the mall anymore.
And I'm not going to Indy anymore.
Right.
If I can stay out of Indy at this point, I'm staying out of Indy. Fuck Indy.
Yep. Aaron came in with a paternity test. Juan came in with divorce papers, a carton of cigarettes, a recently used pregnancy test, a black boyfriend coming to pick up your daughter, and a grocery list.
Oh, Juan.
Leave it to Juan to make the black boyfriend joke. God there you damn go. It.
We've lost our fucking brown guy, man.
Yeah, I know. Baza came in with a paternity test. Roboto said a PS4 with a year of PS Online when you are clearly an Xbox gamer. Chris came in with the Rainbow Pride Saber, Antifa gear, Yahoo stock, the exploding golf ball.
Sure.
Anything with naked or scantily clad women on it. Subscription to Sports Illustrated.
Oh.
U.S. government mutual funds. Anything Disney related. Undersized condoms and oversized condoms. So, thank you everybody for sending in your horrible Father's Day ideas. All right. You ready for some FMKs?
We have them?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my.
All right, Kim sent in the first one.
Oh, shit.
Yes, it's an oh, shit. It's Hillary Clinton, Rosie O'Donnell, and Whoopi Goldberg.
It's just a really big clit.
It's just a really big clit. Yes, exactly. I'm going to marry... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm going to marry Hillary just for the protection.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Because I don't want to die.
That's exactly where I was going.
Even though you could... Well, I don't know. If you kill Hillary... Does she come back as a zombie?
Who cares?
Because evil don't die.
That's right.
Yeah. Probably bang Whoopi. Yeah. Rosie's got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go with that. All right.
I'll just pretend she's Guinan.
There you go. Just make it a Star Wars or Star Trek cosplay. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you'd have to talk like Picard.
I'm gonna take a number two.
All right, next one came in from Kim as well. Kate Upton, Baywatch era Pamela Anderson, or the singer Halsey?
Halsey's got to go.
Okay, so you're getting rid of Halsey.
Halsey's got to go. I'm gonna marry Kate Upton because she's rich.
Marry Kate Upton
and knock the bottom out of Pam Anderson before she got hepatitis.
Yes, because this is Baywatch area, so no hep. I would bang Kate Upton. I would probably get rid of Pam and marry Halsey.
Crazy. The Twinkies have gone to your brain.
Twinkies have gone to my brain. All right, next one's come in from Chris. So you know these are going to be fun. Lady Gaga, Barbra Streisand, Jamie Farr.
I'm going to marry Barbara because she's rich.
Yeah, you're a gold digger.
Yeah. Who was the first one?
Lady Gaga.
I'm going to fuck Jamie Farr. Lady Gaga's got to go.
Now, see, I would marry Jamie Farr. He looks good in a dress.
Yeah, but he's not. He doesn't have any money, does he?
He's... I don't know.
I'm not fucking Lady Gaga or...
I would fuck Barbara Lady Streisand. Gaga and kill Barbara Streisand.
You're... Dude.
Oh, just wait for the next one, sir.
This is a no-win.
This is a no... Yeah, these are no-win, yes.
I'm gonna pull a one. I'm not gonna do any of them.
His next one. Gender swapped. So basically it's girlified versions of Kirk, Wesley Crusher, and Riker.
Wesley Crusher.
Wesley.
Oh, Wesley.
Shut up, Wesley.
Shut up, Wesley. He's gotta go.
Yeah. Even girlified, he's gotta go.
Yeah.
So who do you marry, Kirk, or you bang Kirk?
As I'm a woman. Marry Riker and bang Kirk.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Because even a girlified Kirk wouldn't be faithful.
Right.
Yeah. All right. His next one, gender swapped, or girlified, as he puts it here. Girlified Trump, girlified Barack Obama, girlified Michelle Obama.
I'm going to marry Trump.
Yep.
And nail Michelle.
Yeah, this is a no win, but I think that's how I got to go too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. His last one here is difficult, but it's a normal FMK. Brooke Shields, Raquel Welch, Bo Derek.
Oh, man.
I would marry Brooke Shields.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that.
And then I would probably bang Raquel Welch.
Yeah, but Bo Derek's hot too.
I know.
I'm going to switch it. I'm going to nail Bo Derek.
Can't go wrong with that one either.
I know. There's no right. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do away with Brooke Shields. How about that? I'm going to nail Bo Derek and marry Raquel Welch.
Okay.
Because she's got money.
All right. All right, we'll go to listener questions this week. Roboto would like to know, name some words and phrases you can't stand when people use them or misuse them.
When they say it's a mute point.
Yes, and it's a moot point.
It's moot.
Don't
say mute.
When people misuse... I had it and then I lost it. You got anything, Vince?
That's about it. That really upsets me. That drives me fucking crazy.
I'm going to say when people misuse the term privilege. That kind of gets a, you know,
it gets kinda annoying. It
kind of gets annoying there.
Yeah, when you say privilege, you mean people that, you know, follow the rules, you know.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah, that way. And then they're, you know, they're privileged because, well, they actually do what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Those people.
Yeah. All right. Roboto's next question here. This was a music question a few weeks ago. Which is better first time as 007? Dr. No or Casino Royale?
Dr. No.
Yeah. Majesty's Secret Service or Living Daylights?
Living Daylights. I love Living Daylights. That Timothy Dalton's awesome.
Yeah. That might actually have been the first Bond movie I remember seeing was Living Daylights. Live and Let Die or GoldenEye?
GoldenEye.
Yeah, I'd probably go with GoldenEye. All right. Next question comes in from Kim. Why are they trying to erase all white history? Can't that be considered racist?
It can. And it is.
It is.
They're communist.
Yeah.
They did the same thing.
Yep. And commies are evil. So
it's coming, folks. This is it. We're here. Coming. Yep. It's here.
It's no longer coming. I believe it is here. So Ronnie would like to know, do you guys watch horse racing? Big in New Jersey. And if so, do you watch the Belmont? I know, I can't remember the horse's name, but the favorite won the Belmont yesterday.
Hoof-hearted.
Yes, hoof-hearted. I hate you. But I know the Derby's coming up, but I think they're going to run the Derby here with no fans, which is just going to be weird and wrong. But I know.
It's racist somehow.
Yeah.
They'll cancel it too here pretty soon. You joke, but I'm not kidding. They'll cancel it here pretty soon.
Yeah. Apparently they're doing virtual betting for the Derby. So Handsome Dan would like to know, I kind of asked this question already, but now the shit's all stirred up again. If a woman does something sexual because she's afraid she won't get an acting job if she doesn't, it's basically sort of prostitution or something. So a female wrestler says, I got raped but didn't tell anyone because she was afraid her career would be over. What's the difference? They both wanted careers in their chosen field, so accepted sexual acts being done to them or performing them for others. Just putting them on the table so we're all on the same page. I can't fucking stand hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, you and everybody else, brother, because that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I think a lot of it, like, I think the Bieber thing's a money grab. I think, you know, some of them that come out just don't sound right, but of them are legit, but
right,
the ones that are legit get covered up by the ones that are just money grabbing,
right?
So I mean, which do you know, I don't know. All right, last question here comes in from Chris. So Antifa is now officially a terrorist organization.
Whoa, are they, or he just said that he was going to make them one.
I believe they are now on the domestic terror list. Antifa has captured 6 blocks of downtown Seattle and holding it hostage. Remind me, who do we send to deal with terrorist hostage rescue? That's right, the Navy SEALs. What can we do as citizens to get the president to send the SEAL teams into Seattle and blast melt snowflakes?
I know.
It's not going to happen. You're not going to get SEALs sent into Seattle. I don't think that would ever happen.
Well, the Cheeto in charge likes to talk a big game, but
something major would have to happen.
Look, you go into Seattle, you arrest the goddamn mayor, you arrest the goddamn DA because they're harboring and abetting these people.
Right.
There is a clip, I don't have my phone on me, where somebody had called 911 and said, oh, it's in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, they can take care of that. And that's it's bad. It's getting bad. But the military's not doing anything, the government's not doing anything. I just do not understand. So whatever.
I think it would take something extremely major to get something like that to happen. And I don't know what that would be.
Like I said, they need to arrest that fucking mayor.
Yeah, that mayor's, yeah. So
all these Democrat cities, man. And then I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, why, you know, it's just Democrat cities. Why are you upset? Well, I have to live here, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just their
This isn't about black lives anymore.
No.
This is about you taking over and pushing your Marxist bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I just watched a video of a black guy killing people. I've seen so many videos this week. I think it was a congressman or whatever put out like 15 or 20 different fucking videos of black people attacking whites.
Mm-hmm.
With no sort of, you know, regard for anything.
Yeah, or provocation or anything like that.
Right.
Yep. I know.
And that is a great segue into did you see the stories this week?
Hey, look at me.
California Governor Jackass over there declared that it is now mandatory in California you must wear a face mask in public. Mandatory. Kiss my ass. Make that mandatory. A protester in the police free Seattle thing there demanded that white demonstrators fork over $10 to their black counterparts. A video uploaded to Twitter shows a man saying, I want you to find, by the time you leave this autonomous zone, I want you to give $10 to one African-American person in this autonomous zone. Because that'll fix police brutality. Wait, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indian and Chinese forces are amassing on their border after skirmishes have ended with dead soldiers on both sides. So look for that to get real bad real fast.
Both nuclear powers.
Yes. And both just wacky enough to fucking use them.
Those will make our problems look very insignificant.
Yes. Sadly, we had this as a joke and it has now come to pass. The mayor of Albuquerque, New Mexico, announced that unarmed social workers, not officers, will now respond to certain 911 calls. San Francisco police will stop responding to non-criminal activities such as disputes between neighbors, reports about homeless people, and school discipline interventions as part of their reform plan announced by their mayor. They said if a call doesn't involve a threat to public safety, officers would be replaced by trained, unarmed professionals to limit unnecessary confrontation between the police department and the community.
That's lovely. Just be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who to root for. Because there's that Daniel Shaver guy who was doing everything he was supposed to be doing, and the cop lit him up.
Yep.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, Democrat, has come out in favor of removing a statue of Abraham Lincoln that has stood in the city for more than a century, but is opposed to renaming Faneuil Hall, which is named for a slave owner, and is on the site of a former slave market. So take down the statue of the Republican president that ended slavery, but keep the name of an actual slave owner. This is your 2020 Democratic Party.
Yeah, that's how it works, yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
Yep.
The guy who signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yep.
That guy.
Take it.
We need to tear his fucking statue down.
Take it down. He was apparently racist, even though he ended slavery. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't get it anymore.
I am. Well, they're getting rid of all their food, so.
Right. CNN compiled a list of, quote, unforgivable statues and place names, leading some to accuse the network of inciting mobs to tear them down.
No.
The list includes the George Marshall that was, we had the story about the Redskins taking that one down. So that one's down already. Fort Benning in Georgia. A bust of Nathan Bedford Forrest at the Tennessee State Capitol. Conquistador Don Juan de Norte?
Don Juan DeMarco? I've seen that movie.
Not Johnny Depp as Don Juan DeMarco, no. Which stands outside the Albuquerque Museum. Dozens of buildings, several roads, and a bridge in West Virginia that bear the name of Senator Robert Byrd, a man that Hillary Clinton and many other Democrats called a mentor, who was a Democrat in Congress for, I believe, 60 years, and was the literal Grand Dragon of the KKK. Democrat, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that part. Hillary's mentor.
Whatever.
Yeah. Left-wing activist and chair of the Lambeth Independent Police Advisory Board, Lorraine Jones, revealed live on air last Saturday that
She doesn't know who Winston Churchill is. They were talking about taking down his statue, and she said she hasn't met him personally. Okay, you're in the UK. How do you legitimately not know Churchill?
Everybody knows Churchill.
We told you this was also coming. A statue of African-American tennis legend Arthur Ashe vandalized with the words White Lives Matter. Told you it was coming.
Sorry, that's funny.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has hired hundreds of contact tracing workers, a.k.a. snitches, to determine how the corona has spread across the metro area. He pledged to hire about 1,000 of them, but he has ordered that the contact tracers not ask people who test positive for corona whether or not they recently attended the George Floyd protests. Try to figure that one out. Speaking of the corona, the CDC warned on Friday that another lockdown might be necessary if the country suffers a dramatic rise in infections. If cases begin to go up again, particularly if they go up dramatically, it's important to recognize that more mitigation efforts, such as that were implemented back in March, may be needed again. Lockdown part two.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think the people ain't going to let that happen.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, folks.
The L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services recommended that the court remove a client's child from their physical custody after the parent tested positive for COVID. This is a non-offending parent. The judge ruled in favor of DCFS and detained. Even though the parent had made appropriate arrangements for the child, they took the kid because the parent tested positive. We told you that was coming too. I don't like being right on these things.
Yeah, that's
if that was my kid, I would say you better send a social worker with a gun and the coroner.
Yep, better bring a bag.
Send bachelors. Apple, Amazon, and Google recently updated their smart voice assistants. They now explain the Black Lives Matter movement when asked, do Black Lives Matter? And also provide updated responses to, do all lives matter? Hey Siri, what's the crime rate in Chicago on black-on-black violence? And your iPhone explodes. Black Lives Matter activists continue to spread throughout the country, calling for defunding the police, tearing down statues. But a video resurfaced this week, and one of the founders of the group said that they are, quote, trained Marxists who are well versed in the ideological theories, saying that they are dedicated to the ideology of Karl Marx, the father of scientific socialism and the foundational figure of the international communist movement. Shocked, I tell you.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, two people were shot, leading to one fatality inside the Soymalia there in Seattle. Early Saturday morning, according to numerous reports, the shooting was confirmed by police to Newsday or Newsweek. Officers responded to reports of gunfire. Police attempted to locate a shooting victim, but were met by a violent crowd that prevented officers safe access to the victims. Officers were later informed that the victims, both males, had been transported to the hospital by CHOP medics. The suspects or suspects of the shooting are still at large, and there is no description available. Well,
I heard about that. I heard that it was an Antifa guy getting in an argument with a Black Lives Matter person.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black Lives Matter guy came back and shot him, because that's how you do things.
Goodified him.
Diplomatically, of course.
Right.
But like I said, the Cheeto in charge is still okay with it going on. So
yeah. All right. Dateline, Citrus Heights, California. Police are investigating a string of arsons where they're targeting homes that have American flags on display. At least four homes were targeted in a neighborhood early Saturday morning. So far, police say we don't know a motive. A gorge. Charred pool is all that's left outside one house. If it had burned longer, it would have caught the house on fire, the victim said. The fire was set about 3 a.m. Arsonists also set fire to trees around another home where smaller American flags are on displays in the front lawn. At least two other American flags were also set on fire.
Mm-hmm.
House Democrats have slated a vote next week to make the District of Columbia the 51st state, because apparently Puerto Rico failed. An issue they say has become far more important in the aftermath of protests for racial justice. Why does D.C. becoming a state have anything to do with racial justice?
I don't know. Follow the money.
Yeah, pretty much. And now we go to the sad news of the week.
Now that was the sad? That was the good one?
Yep. Rest in peace to Aunt Jemima.
Oh, Jesus.
The Aunt Jemima brand of syrup and pancake mix will get a new name and image. Quaker Oats announced on Wednesday, saying the company recognizes that Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. But that's not the only one. Mars, the parent company of Uncle Ben's, is going to change the rice maker's, quote, brand identity, one of several food companies planning to overhaul logos and packaging that have long been criticized for perpetuating racial stereotypes. Now is the time to evolve the Uncle Ben's brand, including its visual brand identity. We don't know yet what the exact changes in timing will be, but we are evaluating all possibilities. ConAgra, which makes Mrs. Butterworth, said it's going to do a complete brand and packaging overhaul as well.
You know what? I was talking to somebody at work about that, Uncle Ben's. I just saw Uncle Ben's as a fucking rice farmer.
Yeah.
I didn't think of anything else.
Right. Yeah.
It's so funny that they're getting rid of all of... There won't be any black people on anything here pretty soon.
Nope. The maker of Eskimo Pies will change the 99-year-old brand name of the ice cream treat, company said, due to the name Eskimo being racist. They're going to change the logo of the little white or little boy in the like parka thing. Got to get rid of that too.
Well, they better get rid of Lucky Charms too, because I find it very offensive to my people.
Lucky Charms is next.
I know they want to get rid of what was that? Rice Krispies.
Yep, that leads to the next story. Black Lives Matter activist and former UK member of Parliament Fiona. There ain't no way I can pronounce that last name. There are too many A's and too many O's. This bitch She went after Kellogg's for perpetuating an exhaustively racist society with the presence of, quote, three white boys serving as the mascots for its signature cereal, Rice Krispies.
They're elves.
Yes, I know. Oh, that means they're going to go after Keebler, too. Because there ain't no black elves.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Dateline, Fresno, California. A man arrested Wednesday in the death of a 14-month-old toddler was released from jail. Fresno County authorities said they will not pursue charges against the 30-year-old. Police say he confessed to abusing the child at an apartment complex not far from Fresno State. He is the boyfriend of the child's babysitter. He reportedly told police he punched the child in the stomach because the baby would not stop crying, yet they are not pressing charges.
It was a brother, wasn't
it? Yes.
Yeah. White kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
The former Atlanta police officer who fatally shot a black man as he, you know, was defending himself because the guy had a taser and all that nonsense in Atlanta has been charged with felony murder, according to the DA down there in Fulton County. Garrett Rolfe was fired after the killing of Rashad Brooks. He now faces 11 criminal charges, including felony murder. If convicted of the murder charge, he could face the death penalty or life in prison. The odd thing about this is that now the DA down there is saying that the taser, or like at the beginning of the month, he said that the taser was a deadly weapon. But now, according to this, he's saying it wasn't a deadly weapon. I guess it depends on who's holding it, right?
It's, yeah, and then all the cops walked out and...
Yep.
Yeah.
Gonna be a whole lot of that happening, I think.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of that happening. It's gonna be the Wild West out here. You think it's bad now? Of course I say that, and, you know, it seems like white people are just rolling over and letting them do it because they're calling them names. You're a Nazi racist! I'm sorry.
Right.
Here, let me kiss your ass.
The stepmother of that police officer was fired from her mortgage job in Atlanta, Georgia. She's no longer in that role. Apparently, she was fired, and her only crime was being the officer's stepmother. So not only are they going after the person, they're going after their families. The head of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division during the Obama administration told lawmakers on Tuesday that she believes all American institutions are racist. Popular Mechanics magazine published an instruction piece on Tuesday telling readers how to take down statues without anyone getting hurt. Should you happen to find yourself near a statue that you decide you no longer like, we ask scientists for the best and safest ways to bring it down to the ground without anyone getting hurt, except, of course, for the inanimate racist who's been dead for a century anyway. Writer James Stout begins the article. That sure sounds like aiding and abetting.
Nothing's going to happen.
I know.
They're just going after white people.
Yep. In a letter posted Monday, the National Executive Committee for the Boy Scouts of America announced a new badge related to diversity and inclusion in conjunction with Black Lives Matter. The new badge will be a prerequisite to becoming an Eagle Scout. The official Twitter account of the UN... tweeted an Antifa flag on Friday and expressed concern about the group being labeled domestic terrorists, saying that they have the right to exist.
No, they don't.
Come on, UN. Your blue helmets make easy targets. Commie Mayor Bill de Blasio appointed his wife, Shireline, I don't know how to say that one, McCray, to head up a commission to reevaluate historical narratives and markers in New York City. In her last job working for the city, she lost track of $850 million. So this will be a nice challenge for her. The mayor told reporters that they will look at Thomas Jefferson statue inside City Hall that has been there in the building since 1834. They may be taking that down. You know, Jefferson, the founder of the Democratic Party.
When's this shit gonna kick off?
It already has.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Rioters in California. I believe this was San Francisco. Ding, ding. Tore down a statue of Ulysses S. Grant, you know, the general that beat the Confederacy. They tore down his statue.
This isn't about removing racist stuff now. It's about getting rid of white people.
Yes.
And if you can't see that, you're dumb.
And then you had this, Cuck-Filet. Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Caffey suggested during a church service that one way for white people to atone for racism in the U.S. is to shine the shoes of black people to express their shame. A, bitch, I ain't ashamed of shit.
Damn, shit. You kiss my ass.
I've seen myself naked in a mirror. I ain't ashamed of nothing. All right. Word. I ain't never owned a slave. I ain't never had a slave. Nobody in my family ever had a slave. So lick all the hairiest part of my ass. All right. And Chick-fil-A is officially on the fuck you boycott list forever.
But their chicken sandwiches are so good. I don't give
no shits.
I just had one for the first time like a month ago.
Yeah, well.
It was a goddamn sandwich.
Right.
But, no, honestly, I was like, this is it? Society crumbled because of this fucking sandwich.
Well,
this is it?
What you need to do is go outside of a Popeyes, get on your knees, and shine everybody's shoes.
No, I'm not doing
that. No, fuck that. All right, Vince, we're at the last story of the week.
Thank God. Fuck.
And it's about as dumb as you can imagine.
Okay, that's good.
Dateline, Oakland, California. Associated Press reports that the city's white mayor, Libby Schaaf, has opened a hate crime investigation after five ropes hanging from trees in a city park were discovered. She and other officials say Friday that the ropes seem to symbolize nooses, and told the press that the police must start with the assumption that these are hate crimes. But she knows that the ropes, sometimes described as straps or swings, were not intended to be nooses because the black man that hung them there made that clear. Victor Singibi, who is black, told the local news there that the ropes were part of a rigging that he and his friends used as part of a larger swing system. He shared the video of it in use. It's like TYR straps. Out of the dozens and hundreds of thousands of people that walk by that, no one has thought that it looked anywhere close to a noose. Folks have used it for exercise. It's a really fun addition to the park that we tried to create, he said. It's unfortunate that a genuine gesture of just wanting to have a good time got misinterpreted into something so heinous, he told the news station. Schaaf is undeterred by such a logical explanation, you know, by the black guy that fucking did it. She said, it is incumbent on all of us to know the actual history of racial violence, of terrorism, the noose represents, and that we as a city must remove these terrorizing symbols from public view.
My family came here in the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1890 something.
Yep.
So literally, kiss my ass. I'm not kneeling to fucking nobody.
Literally exercise straps. She thinks they're nooses. The black guy that put them up there says, no, you dumb bitch. They're exercise straps. She goes, no, they're nooses. Democratic Party.
Have you noticed all the cities that are failing are all run by women?
Or Democrats.
Isn't that funny?
Not for the people that live there. It's ironic. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's ironic.
I'm saying, well.
You know. I mean, what do you... You voted the same way. It's like, what, Flint? They're bitching about their water system, but they voted the same way for the last 50 years, knowing the shit needed fixed, but you kept voting the same people in. You know, keep sticking your finger in a light socket. I ain't gonna feel sorry when your ass gets shocked. But, you know, my privilege and my racism. So, take a knee, Chick-fil-A. That just gets me.
I don't care about Chick-fil-A. Like I said, I had one of their sandwiches a few months ago, and it's a goddamn sandwich. I don't know. It wasn't as special as everyone made it out to be.
Right.
I was like, oh, the coveted Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Here it is. Bite. That's it?
Yeah.
I thought it had crack or something in it.
No, that could be the Popeye's version.
Like instant orgasm, but no, it was just a fucking, it was a goddamn sandwich. I did watch a YouTube video about a guy, saying how a 30-30 round was underrated.
30-30 is a very underrated round. That's true.
Lever action, Henry.
Yeah, those are fun. You got any final thoughts for this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground, because it ain't looking good.
That it?
I got nothing else, man. This is depressing as fuck.
Yep. It's getting bad. Everybody just be ready to take care of yourself and your family.
No, it is bad. It's bad. It's here.
Yep. No more waiting. It's here.
Yeah. Buy batteries. I get a bunch of canned goods.
Stay away from largely populated areas.
And if you know, the trucks start rolling in and a bunch of good old boys are like, get in.
Then get in.
Fucking kiss your family goodbye, tell them you love them, and get in.
Yep. All righty. Well, hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Oh, bye.
Bye.